Welcome back to the DMAG podcast. I am here today with
Deshe
and Bella.
We're talking about the new series that just came out 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago, who knows? Quiet on Set, the Nickelodeon documentary.
Yep, it was very interesting to say the least. I couldn't get through the whole thing. I watched half of it and then I got a lot of other information online. Yeah, what about you?
I first saw it on TikTok, and then I was like, well, wait, now I really want to, I think I saw that Drake Bell was a part of it, that whole reveal, and then I was like, well, let me go back, because I feel like it was big. Drake and Josh was huge.
Oh, yeah.
So to have him come out, I was like, whoa, this is pretty serious.
I saw it on Instagram. I watched the trailer when it came out, a few months ago, mm-hmm. and they were like, well, we've got a big person coming in. I was like, well, it's going to be, an assistant or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he walked in, and I was like, Drake Bell?
Because it's it's crazy.
I also thought he was going to get, because he was canceled last year.
Yes,
for his allegations.
Uh-huh.
And then, it kind of, this year, I guess this is renaissance, because, everyone's,
everyone just feels really bad for him.
Now. Yeah.
Because I don't know how true this is, and I don't know, obviously, if those allegations were true, because then I heard that, she lied, but I'm never here to, be like, oh, you're a liar, when it comes to someone mm-hmm. being a victim. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, that A, excuses if that was actually what happened, but also B, it doesn't erase what happened to him.
Exactly.
And a lot of people are like, well, he did this, so why does that matter?
Yeah.
It's okay, they're both horrible situations,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's kind of a hard situation to try to
He was a child, so that's the thing. Is it's not it was mm-hmm. grown adult, he was a 15-year-old kid, so I don't know, it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird place to be.
It's a really well-done show, though.
Yeah, that was also the surprising
thing. Very topical,
because
it keeps coming out every single year. People are like, well, Jeanette McCurdy made that
mm-hmm.
book,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't read it or listen to it, but I'm sure that it's great.
I've read some of it. It's a really hard listen to.
Yeah.
Because it's just, talks about, her eating disorder, and then, a lot of different things that her mom did and said, and it's just whew, a lot, because I tried listening to it on a car ride, and it was a 2-hour car ride. I'm like, yeah.
Turn that off, maybe.
Listen to Beyonce. It's a lot, but.
So, where do we want to start, I guess?
So, let's start with Dan Schneider. So, I watched his interview, too.
Oh, I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, so.
With Tebow?
Did you know he had one? Yes.
No, recently?
Yes. So.
I didn't.
Did you watch iCarly?
I wasn't really a Nickelodeon kid.
Oh, okay. Well, Tebow had bagels on a stick. He was a character on the show.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. He was a character, but he was also a grown man on the show.
So oh, the guy with, the spaghetti tacos, right?
No, that's Spencer.
That's Spencer.
Oh.
I'll find Tebow as we keep talking.
Okay. Yeah. So, so Tebow interviewed him, and he's an actor, so it was kind of odd that, an actor was interviewing him, because
yeah.
he has no, I researched to see if he had maybe even some type of journalistic stuff.
Nothing.
He does not. He doesn't even have a,
Okay, yeah.
You know Tebow?
Yeah, I recognize him.
Yeah, he doesn't even have an actual page. That was Dan Schneider's page that he interviewed him on. And if you watch the interview, he's very, it sounds scripted. There's so little pushback that you wouldn't even feel it if someone touched you. There wasn't a lot of pushback, and when I was watching the documentary, I noticed how all these people's stories would line up, but then there'd be something that said Dan Schneider said that this didn't happen.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider. It's
I don't know what we're talking about. What did he say in the interview? What were the questions? What do you think about the allegations?
Yeah, so it was what do you think about the allegations? And he said that he did some things that were wrong and some things that weren't. He wasn't really holding himself accountable to anything
mm-hmm.
specific, but he was like, I might have hurt some people's feelings and that's wrong. So what I found interesting was I watched that before I watched the actual documentary.
Oh, okay.
And what I noticed was when the women talked about how they, there was two women who shared the same salary. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
the
they
writers.
Were the writers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's illegal. But then on the interview, he said, well, this is a common practice, and it's not just women who do it. It's happened
mm-hmm.
multiple at multiple places. But it's illegal, but then the guy who interviewed him didn't push back on that, so it would have been interesting if that was, but he's not going to because he's an actor. He's acting a... You know.
Interviewer.
Yes.
I guess the weird thing is, why would this guy... So it doesn't seem like he's had much of a career other than Tebow, from
mm-hmm.
my understanding. Like, this, you lost any chance of having anything else after siding with Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Like, why do that, though? It's like, do they have something on each other? Is it like a weird, you do this for me, or I tell people this, yeah. You know? Ooh. That's like what it makes me think of.
I feel like he tried to just pick, like, a black man, so he sounded a little bit more, like, diverse.
Oh.
So he picked a black guy, and then he also picked someone who worked on his set. But he didn't pick a child actor. Like, he picked someone who was an adult.
Who wasn't even on the show all the time. Yeah. So it's like, you picked someone who... Well, I was on the show twice, and I never saw it those two times I was there or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Very removed from the situation.
Yeah. I only watched the first two, so with the other two, like, was Dan Schneider still a big, prominent, like, role in the documentary?
The last one.
Yeah, but then it kind of switched over to Brian Peck, who's, like, yeah. The real actual...
He's the
villain,
here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, dude, I don't know how he got away with it for so long, because Drake was definitely not the first, and I have a feeling not the last.
How does he keep getting employed?
Because, so, there was this show called Growing Pains that was on in, like, the 80s, I think, and mm-hmm. young Leonardo DiCaprio was on it. Mm-hmm. Young. We're talking, like...
Like...
15, probably.
Drake Bell's age.
Yeah, whoa.
His show.
And there was a video that came out of the two of them, and they're, like, on set of this show, and Leo's, like, hung off his arm, like, just, like... And the way he's, like, touching him is, it's not any way a 15-year-old boy and this grown man should be acting. Leo's, like, rolling the buttons between his fingers on this guy's button-up and, like, has one hand on the back of his neck. And to have that much comfort with a guy is a little intimate. Weird. It's very intimate. And it just, watching it, ugh, it, like, gave me the biggest, like, just ick.
There was another man. His name was Mandy. What was his name?
Oh, John Handy?
I think that's it.
John Handy.
Younger guy?
Yeah, he was also part of that mm-hmm. aspect too, wasn't he?
Yes.
Was he a long-term, like, on the documentary, or was it just, like,
I think he was just kind of a little...
Like a 20-minute excerpt.
That's weird.
Because they found, like, bags of girls' stuff in his house with mm-hmm. names
Wait,
on
was
it?
He the one that was friends with John Wayne Gacy, or was that Brian?
That was Brian. That was weird, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, pen pal, John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, my God.
Which...
And he was showing kids,
And, like, the bad thing is, like, Brian Peck obviously did something to Drake, mm-hmm. a little boy. John Wayne Gacy's victims were young boys. It's like, ew.
It's
why wasn't that
a red flag?
And that they were pen pals, so it's like, what in the world were they talking about in these letters?
I think it was, though, because one of the guys who saw it, he, like, made sure that he wanted everyone to see it. He was like, I want everyone
He was proud about it. Brian was also like, yeah, this is my
he
bestie.
He called people in. He was like, do you know who that is?
Oh, my God. And then the fact that he goes to jail, prison, whatever, 16 months, and then gets a job on a Disney Channel show.
16 months is nothing.
Yeah.
That's, like, what, a year?
A year and four months?
Yeah.
You think with, like... children shows, though, like, you wouldn't be able to legally work at that, because
he's
can't
on
even,
a list now, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, some predators can't even own a computer, mm-hmm. so, like, how
do
you work with children if you can't even live by a school?
Jumps networks, and now he's on the Disney show, which he was on, I think it was The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, and I don't know if either of you watched that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
London had her... He was the talking mirror, London's pink...
Oh,
which then, if you think about it, he's making comments about these children standing in front of a mirror. I'm pretty sure he was the mirror. I'm like... I'm pretty sure that's what he played. And it's just like, how does that... How did we allow that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really, like, tough thing to, like, watch and, like, see... And I don't know.
And then I think, like, my biggest, like...
Oh, he did voice
He did
the
play
mirror.
The mirror, yeah, which is just, the more you think about it, the weirder it gets. Amanda Bynes. I am so sad that, like, she's been through the ringer. Hell and back, basically. But no one took her seriously. Because, like, she was so either on drugs or so heavily medicated that it's like, well, she's just talking out of her head. And I think that's such a pattern throughout Hollywood for years that we've seen. I don't know if either of you know who Corey Feldman is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's been saying this stuff for years. I think he named Brian Peck, and they were like, eh, you're like doing drugs still or something.
Crazy,
so, yeah, and it's like, when do we actually start taking people seriously? And I think it's, like, we didn't take a woman seriously, and that's like, yeah, when do they really? But then, like, you're not even taking men seriously at this point either.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, though, too, because she herself said that a lot of that was drugs. Like, when she finally came back, she was like, yeah, a lot of that was drugs. But she never, like, actually said what was true, what wasn't true. Like, you know, oh, well, this was Dan. And even now, she won't even talk about it.
Because I think I saw something that, like, she said they asked her to be on the show. And even just, like, them asking her sent her into, like, a spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think we should just leave her alone.
The thing is, I don't know if you guys have seen her on TikTok. She's trying to get a booth at a nail salon in Hollywood. Video, she's learning to do nails, she's like passionate about it.
She did fashion too, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think she went to school for it. Yeah,
which she had such a good career. It really is like we need to protect her because obviously I used to watch The Amanda Show like reruns, obviously, but then Hairspray. And, like, She's the Man. Those are some good movies. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad.
She was good in Easy A.
Oh, she was.
And then What I Think About You, I watched that show, too.
And the sad thing is, like, he tried leeching onto her, Dan Schneider did, to all those things. And it's like, leave her alone, dude. Like, seriously?
Like, following her from project to project.
Yeah, and they were like, you're in the way. Like, you're literally... And you I just don't get how no one saw that. Saw this grown man leeching onto a what? Like...
She was, like, 12 when she started, I believe. Yeah, and then, like, 16, I think, when they finally part ways.
And it's just like, Jesus.
It's just, the whole thing, he even looks kind of, like, creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Especially all those pictures with kids. Like, I get you run a kids show, but why do you have so many pictures
with kids?
He's always
so close to them, too. Like, his whole body's wrapped around them. Yeah. And be like, sir, you're my boss. Yeah. Let's keep this professional.
And, oh, my God, when Drake's dad came on.
He was really sad.
Did you see that part?
I didn't see that part.
Oh, so Drake had always had sort of an issue with Brian Peck. Now, Brian Peck is gay, so they all were like, no, you're just homophobic to Drake's dad. Like, that's why you don't like him. Because he was like, I don't like the fact that they're alone with each other all the time. And they were like, yeah, you're a homophobe, like, get out of here. And after they caught Brian Peck, Drake's dad to Drake was like, I'm just so glad nothing ever happened to you. And Drake didn't have the, like, courage to tell him. And then you see, like, later on, we find out that his dad found out, and he's, like, crying. I mean, like, this man is gutted that this happened to his kid. And that's, like, the confusing part is his mom just let this all happen.
Yeah, she, like,
or parents in general.
Drive,
yeah.
So she was like, oh, yeah.
Or these, like, these kids, some of these kids felt obligated. Like, they were paying their bills, so it's like, why would I say anything about any of this?
Was her mom on the documentary?
His mom? No. She was, like, there's pictures of her, but I'm assuming she
And I think both of Amanda's Bynes' parents, like, pretend it didn't happen or just they don't want to deal with it.
So the one I saw was the one with the, what was his name, Manning, with his mom? John Handy?
That mom with the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Brandy?
Her mom was in it. And then she kind of talked about how, like, a lot of the times, I feel like, from what I understood, at least from her perspective, even though her daughter wasn't necessarily a huge star, quote unquote, but, like, they think, oh, these people, they're here to protect her, too. Like, a lot of people kind of sometimes don't, like, they don't think how someone could do something like that, especially since, you know, now we talk about stuff like this, but back then they didn't. And I'm not making excuses for the parents, but I'm just trying to, like, understand their thought process. And I feel like she kind of wanted, like, she thought, oh, well, these people are here to protect her. They wouldn't do that because, in my head, I would never do that to a child, so they would never do that to a child.
Also, it was like, it wasn't one-on-one. It was a group of, like, what, 10 kids, roughly.
Yeah.
All that was, like, you know. And I guess it is really surprising. I didn't realize how many big stars came from the show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what? Kenan Thompson works on SNL now. And it's like, you know.
Well, yeah, he had the Good Burger shirt.
Yeah, and then he was in the Mighty Ducks and all that. But it's like, you know, would he ever say anything? Does he know anything? Or that comedian, Fluffy, or Gabriel Iglesias, he was on all that.
Oh, was he on all that?
Yeah, I just learned that. Like, and it's just like, you know, I guess they could have hit it, but does everyone know? Was it kind of like a hush-hush?
Yeah, with the mom, it was like she found out, and then she didn't say anything.
Yeah.
She didn't call the police.
It was more like, because she didn't want to look bad, so she decided. And
we're
then,
not going to say anything.
Yeah, and then she just thought, well, I'll just get her out of there. Like, and there was no, like, I'm not going to do anything to protect my daughter aspect. Like, there is a selfish aspect of that as well, but it's like, how does that work in your head? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because also he came, like, he didn't come to her house, but he came to another girl's house, and he, like, was in the room alone playing video
kissed
games, like, with the door closed, and it's like, I wouldn't let my...
That's so weird.
Yeah.
When like, mom is like, oh my god, come in, grown man.
Yeah, go.
Funny. Yeah, you can come in my little girl's room. Like, I think she was like...
She's 9.
Oh, 9?
Yeah.
Oh. And that's the thing, is it's just like, how do these parents just not realize? Like, I get maybe initially. I get maybe the first time. But even, like, if Drake's dad was really that upset about it, which this isn't, but, like, or any parent in general, it's like, you should trust that gut instinct then. Mm-hmm. Because you're a parent. Like, that is kind of your job. And I think a lot of those parents do. Maybe in, like, Amanda Bynes' case, it's the money suddenly. Mm-hmm. Your child is now your source of income. Mm-hmm. So why would you, like, interrupt that?
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, I feel like, were from smaller... Like, this was their start, so they're from smaller towns, or they're, you know, they're not really the wealthiest. I can't think of, there was the son and mother duo. What was his name?
Oh, the one with the, he like, was only on for, like, two shows, like, oh, two seasons.
The mom and the, oh, and like, then he the had African like American kid, that one?
Yeah.
Where, like, her mom, she was trying to, like, she was upset.
Yes, always. The peanut butter. Yeah. Like, that, like, you could tell. She was worried, and she
was
like...
What was his name, though? I feel bad.
I can't think.
He was on the show, though.
And, but it's just, like, she's had an issue, and she was, like... She tried saying something, and they're, like, well, why would you ruin it?
Yeah.
And it's, like, you, as a parent, should not be questioned for being concerned about your child. And also, I think it's...
Didn't he get kicked off the show, too, because he like, assumed that it was kind of his mom. Like, that's why he got kicked off of the show. Like, it was, like... He was, like, about to get renewed, but then they didn't renew his contract, and then a lot of... I thought it was because his mom did that.
And I also think, like, they didn't really touch on it as much as they could have. He had, you know, there were issues as a whole with, like, the predatory stance, but he even just faced, like, racial issues.
Yeah,
and I think that was something they kind of just, like, glossed over. Like, yes, the predatory stance of it is a big part of it, but I think the race thing for it still being, what, early 90s when the show first started?
Early 90s, not early 2000s. It was like late 90s, early 2000s.
And it's like, okay, I feel like that was, should have been something we touched on bigger because the, you know, that was so, not that racism's ever outdated, but that is just such an odd time to really.
Yeah.
It was just like, we kind of glossed over that, guys. I feel like we could have.
They had a lot to cover.
They did, but you know. Forward. Then there's a rumor there's a fifth episode coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, his name was Brian Herrain?
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah. Yep, that's his name.
So do you believe there was hush money? Because, like, Jeanette McCurdy, I think, said there was hush money that people took.
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely.
And it's just, like, I mean, hush money is not binding, is it, I assume? Like, an NDA, technically, if criminal activity happens, an NDA is...
I'm assuming there was probably a contract that was like, okay, if you take this money, you cannot say anything ever.
I think if there's a prosecution, though, you still, like, if you're subpoenaed... then you have to tell, you have to testify, you have to tell your story. But you can't go on, like, an interview. You can't go on a documentary. You can't do that type of stuff. But you are, like, if something illegal happened and they ask you those things, you can't be like, well, I signed an NDA. That doesn't hold up.
Because, see, at that point, how do you live with yourself, though? Knowing, like, friends or people you worked with or people you just saw have, like, been through this stuff. And you're like, well, $300,000, I guess, you know.
I feel like that's kind of not fair, though, because, like, a lot of these people lost their jobs and stuff, so they lost their jobs and they weren't able to fund themselves anyway, so they probably thought, oh, there's nothing else I can do, you know what I mean?
I guess I'm more talking, like, the iCarly cast and, like, the newer Nickelodeon, because there was talks that, like, they took hush money, too, and it's like, well, Ariana Grande, you don't need hush money if you took hush money, because a lot of people think, you know... Yeah. He was really weird around her, too, and Liz Gillies, which that's a whole nother story.
Oh my God.
That she met her husband on set at, like, 16, and he's, like, he was, he's a lot older than her. So then there's things like that, and, you know, the Dan Schneider used to tell the iCarly kids, well, all the Victorious kids are drinking on set. It's like, you guys are new enough and in, like, a newer generation where that money shouldn't matter at that point. Because most of them still have careers. Mm-hmm. So
her
it's like
50.
And how old is she?
30.
I was going to say, she's like...
They got married in 2020. Oh, okay.
And I think, she was like 16-ish when they met, which makes him, what, 30-something-ish?
Yeah.
And he worked on the show. See, and so like that, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
They've been together that whole time?
No, I mean, I don't know when they started dating.
Okay.
But it couldn't have been that long, because when did Victorious end?
A while ago.
But, like,
right?
2015, 2016?
Earlier than that.
Really?
I'm sure.
I don't know.
Let's look. Well, my only thing is, like, if they got married in 2020, how long had they been dating?
Oh, yeah, I don't know how long they've been dating.
Yeah.
Well, they had to wait till she was legal.
That's always scary. Like, that happens so much. Like, with Tyga and, like, Kylie, like, they were obviously dating, but then as soon as she turned 18, there's, like, pictures of them, like, hugging and stuff like that. And that's, like, I don't know. I always find that odd when, like, older men, or anyone, but mostly it's usually older men, like, get with these girls, like, at the brink of their, like, adulthood.
And it's, then, they don't know, look, at 16, there's no way I could have been interested in a 30-year-old guy.
Yeah.
I could barely function as a person.
Yeah.
Okay, so they met when she was 16 and he was 36. They began dating in 2012.
So they're 10 years apart, 20 years apart.
He was 36?
Yeah. And they began dating in 2012, apparently.
What?
And the show was on until 2014, roughly. So there were 6 years in between them getting married. And, well, they dated for 8 years. But then she was still on the show while they were dating.
That's icky.
I don't know. See, I don't know. Even, I mean, yeah, I guess that sum of money is probably great. But to know, like, someone I care about or a friend went through something like that, I'd be like, nah, you can keep your money.
Maybe you don't want to talk about it. And taking the money is, like,
a way to close out
that chapter. Yeah, a way to be like, okay, just give me the money.
I imagine. I don't know. I just can't wrap my head around it.
The way I think about it is, like, how Cassie, like, the Diddy and Cassie situation.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Like, and how she took, like, money. And, like, even though all this stuff happened, like, I feel like it's just a way to, like, kind of dust yourself off of it. You know what I mean? You've experienced so much negative things. Like, I'm not saying it's the right answer, and hopefully more, like, when this happens, people are able to, like, not do that anymore. You know what I, like, see what that, like, the repercussions of that is, but it's kind of like, it's a hard thing to, like, put myself in to say, oh, yeah. I wouldn't have taken the money, or I would, because it was such a toxic environment, and there was a lot of gaslighting involved. So you, like, you think that you're, like, because I don't know, there's this thing where it's like,
we're so removed, I think, that it's easier to cast judgment on their actions than,
yeah.
But, and they were young. I guess we have to think about that. Yeah. I mean, when most of those shows ended or all of this was going down, they're probably a little younger than me, maybe my age. I guess, yeah, if someone was like, $30,000, keep your mouth shut. You know, I guess, you know, I'll take it. I just think it's, like, hard now to see them kind of sit back and be so silent about it. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you took the money, but at the end of the day, like, you know stuff, possibly.
They could be working behind the scenes.
True, that too. I guess, you know, we never know if it's
not the public eye. Hopefully that's what's happening. What do you guys want to see happen from this documentary?
Laws. We need some sort of
laws for child actors.
Because this has been going on for years. I mean, I was seeing interviews back with, like, Shirley Temple as an adult.
That's really sad. Like,
and all the stuff.
Just Dorothy, too.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Like, the girl
played
Dorothy.
But I even think, like, in the 80s, a lot of this was coming to light, like, with the two Corys, and they were giving names. Corey Feldman made a movie that was then, like, pulled, and, like, no one's been able to see it because of, you know, whatever happened to it.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, okay, you're hearing this from enough people, and we're still not doing anything, so either you don't care, or it's literally, that's what Hollywood is built on.
That's what I'm, like, I'm hoping that that's not the case, that this documentary wasn't just entertainment or just a, like, lens through, but there's, like, laws that'll be in place. Do you guys think that children should be actors, or do you think they if they are, they shouldn't have their own shows?
It's hard to say, because now there are so many successful children actors. I mean, like, if you look like McKenna Grace, she's been acting since...
And she's fine, I feel like, for now at least, until she comes out and she's like, oh, well, all of this...
Or, but then if you look at, like, all the Stranger Things kids. I mean, they were 13, so they're...
They were a little older.
A little older. It's but I like guess not, because Drake
Mary
Bell was
Kate
15.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, you know, and they're just a whole other weird thing.
You said that they're good?
They're not good. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
I don't know if anything happened to them, or they just are like, it's the residuals of just being in the limelight for literally their
That's
whole...
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, it might not even necessarily just be people, but, like, obviously it can be.
Just the process as a whole. Yeah. Because, like, I saw a podcast with Jodie Sweetin, who played Stephanie on Full House, and I don't think she ever talked about if anything went down on the set, but she was just like, you know, you're in the limelight for so long, and when they stopped that show, she went back to middle school, and then, like, high school, and that was, she was being criticized for what she did for all those years, and that's what kind of got her. Mm-hmm. Well, then I'm going to start doing all this so I'm not seen as Stephanie Tanner anymore. Mm-hmm. I did want to touch on something. The people who stood up for Brian Peck, the letters.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those names were crazy. Two of which, we talked about Growing Pains earlier with Leo. One was the dad and mom from that show, mm-hmm. who played Leo's parents on the show.
Oh.
And then we had...
James Marsden.
Which,
he said a few weeks ago, oh, he's never done anything bad.
Yeah, and then...
He knows words now.
And I learned he was... So James Marsden played Cyclops in one of the X-Men. Well, our good old friend Brian Peck was in one of the X-Men movies, too.
What?
Small scene, but they were in the same movie. And then the ones that were really upsetting was I Love Boy Meets World, and then Ryder Strong, who played... Sean.
Yes, I was like, Corey, that's not it.
No. Sean and then Corey's brother, Eric, they both wrote letters in defense, and they have a podcast with the girl that played Topanga, and they were like, yeah, we just didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? You write a whole letter that
didn't
they take
know you
to
were
court?
Get caught.
Yeah, you didn't.
That's what you didn't
and
know.
They were like, we were young. I think both of them were in their 20s.
Yeah.
Like, Ryder was 22, and I think the guy that plays Eric was like 27.
So Dan Schneider had been convicted?
Not Dan Schneider. Brian Peck.
Brian Peck. He
okay,
was in
sorry.
Court, and they had all, like, the legal stuff, like, oh, he did this, and this, mm-hmm. and they sent letters to the judge saying he
his character
never
just
witness.
Like Danny Masterson
yeah.
and Ashton Kutcher.
Okay. Oh.
That's what it was.
Ooh. I didn't.
Like, a lot of people sent letters.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm. And then, did you guys see the Ned Declassified stuff?
I've seen it, and then I also seen their response, but go ahead.
So, they have their podcast, which that podcast is a whole other...
I've seen clips of their podcast, and it's just like...
Dude, first of all, they might be... There are victims in their own thing. Lindsay Shaw, I think is her name. She did not need to tell us what she was doing with these 13-year-old boys.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen, girl, that's not as healthy and funny as you think it is. At, like, your age, maybe we should be a little concerned.
Something needs to happen.
But then they were, like, making fun of him. On live. Not Drake exactly, but like the situation almost.
It was,
what did they say?
Okay. So, I don't know. Between two people were talking, and one of them was like, that's something we gave you money to never talk about. Get back in your hole and give me your holes. The day after Drake's episode came out.
Okay. Jeez, that's... Terrible.
Yeah.
Timing. Also, just a terrible thing to say.
And then they like explained it, and they said that it was basically like he wasn't talking about Drake. He like didn't know the severity of it. I don't know. It was just like very chaotic. They didn't watch the documentary, which makes it sound even worse. Like you didn't even watch the documentary, but you're commenting on it. But he was like, I wasn't talking to him. I was talking to the other guy. Like when he was like trying
Is
to explain
that
himself.
A Nickelodeon show?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I did. I did. I loved
it. I just knew Coconut Head, and that was about it.
But, yeah, it was a very, like, I don't know.
It just was, like...
Even when he tried to apologize, it was kind of like, so you're making fun of it, and you didn't watch it. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, it's like, well, I didn't know the details. You were still, like, making fun of it.
Just take this drag. You deserve it.
And, again, even if it wasn't about Drake specifically, it was just horrific timing.
Yeah.
That, like, I mean, not that, you know, there's a thing, there's a time and a place for dark humor. I'm not going to be like, never make a joke that could offend anyone because everyone's humor is so different. Mm-hmm. But something of that severity, and I'm sorry, you're a Nickelodeon or an ex-Nickelodeon star. You know.
Mm-hmm. There are rumors
everywhere. You know what is, you know, like, the atmosphere right now. So saying that, I mean.
I think, too, he was like, oh, that never happened to us. And then he, like, said, get in your hole. It's like, And then he was like, oh, well, we didn't know the severity of it. It's like, you shouldn't talk about it. Like,
no, that, yeah, especially that.
But, yeah, he got his drag. They got their little drag, and they deserved it.
Was there, like, always getting dragged? That podcast is wild.
I hate it.
You hate it?
I see clips of it, and I'm like, why is she talking about it? Because she'll literally just keep talking about it. I'm not going to say it on the podcast because it's inappropriate, but she always talks about their relationship together as kids.
Some reason I thought I saw something that they were like having a baby. I think it was fake, but I also wouldn't put it past it.
They're not together, right?
No, but they like want to get back together.
It sounds like she wants to get back together with him because she'll like say stuff like, remember when we were together? He's like, it kind of seems like he's like, shut up. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Like, I don't want to, but it's funny. Yeah, this is a really rough podcast to do, though.
I had another thought in my head, but I don't remember.
Do you want us to give you a second so you can...
Sure, or I mean, just like, I think even on the aspects of children actors as a whole, we could look at like Drew Barrymore. And like, you know, obviously I don't know if something, any like predatory things happened to her, but she was in like some of the biggest clubs at like 10.
She was like 5 or something. She's
and like doing cocaine at 13.
She's
just,
okay now.
No, I love Drew Barrymore, but it's just like, what? Like, if this is continuing to happen, why aren't we making any changes?
Hot take, I don't think that children should be on TV, or if they are, they should be used kind of like an accessory. Like, the show be about, like, parenting, then the kids are on there sometimes, but I don't think kids should, or even, like, social media. Sometimes I feel like when we talk about, like, the TikTokers that are, like, baby TikTokers and baby influencers.
The family channels on YouTube and stuff.
They're starting to get older, and then now they're starting to talk about, like, their situation. And then that parasocial relationship is very hard, because then there's people taking, like, doing fan accounts of these children, and they have fan accounts of them. And I just think that children should be more protected, and, like, since they're not, I think we should put a huge restriction on when children should be able to be seen on TV.
That's I like that. That's a good point.
Yeah, I just, like, I can't wrap my head around how long we've, like, let things like this happen. Because it really makes you think, how deep does this go?
Oh, it probably
like, I don't want to be, like, some crazy, like, some crazy conspiracy theorist, but you just, you gotta, like, now question everything. Or, like, then what are, how, oh, there is one aspect that is really weird. I don't know if you ever remember the show Game Shakers. We were, like, kind of getting way too old for Nickelodeon.
I was, like, I saw the trailer. Yeah. This looks
well,
stupid.
One of the girls now poses for Playboy.
What?
Yes. And she's avidly like, I love Dan Schneider.
Oh.
It's that kind of like hypersexual thing again. It's like that can, not all the time, but a lot of the times that can almost be like a way to cope or a trauma response. And it's like, girl, you are, she might be like 21. 21 is pushing it maybe. It's like, you are so proud of this. And you know, good for you. If you truly are happy doing Playboy,
go for it.
Do it. But then you're also defending someone who has been known to be kind of a creep. So you don't, I don't know how to look at that anymore. It's like, okay, well, are you doing it for you? Or is this, like, how you're coping with something that happened?
It's like a bell that goes off.
Yeah, as a kid.
Yeah. I don't know, the hypersexuality of, like, children in general is just kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think the most infamous one for me is, like, when Bad Baby turned 18, and then she did it OnlyFans, she got, like, $1 million, and then now that she's, like, in her 20s, she's, like, going back, and she's, like, yeah, those people, like, they deserve to be in jail, and then it's kind of, like, you're being hypersexualized, and you're sexualizing yourself, and these people are terrible people, but, like, where does sexuality not become so, like, hypersexualized? Like, where do you begin in that starts? Yeah. Does that make sense?
I also think, like, that as a whole is a huge thing between children actors. So, like, we can even look back at, God, I just had her name. Shoot.
What is she playing?
She was someone's mom on That 70s Show, but that's not going to happen. Brooke Shields.
Oh,
she was, like, what, 15?
Oh,
and
yeah.
She posed topless or something?
Yeah.
And then,
Playboy.
Yeah. And then, like, the Olsen twins, Millie Bobby Brown, Emma Watson, they all had countdowns till their 18th birthday.
Yeah. Like, people make sites.
And the thing is,
sites?
Weird.
Yeah, like, websites.
I didn't know
and
that.
The thing is, like, those are.
25 days till she's 18.
Those are large, like, gaps in time between those three actors. But, like, Millie Bobby Brown even had those, which is, like, guys, so this isn't weird. Normal.
Or rappers. I remember rappers would talk about Miley Cyrus before she turned 18.
And it's just
like, or Hilary Duff, Christina Aguilera. It's just like, there's so much sexualization around these young women that when they are, like, just being, trying to be sexy and stuff like that, it's like, they're, like, kind of shamed for it. Because, like, are you being hypersexualized? Is this something you want to do? But, I don't know, it's really hard for, like, I just wish there was more protection for, like, you know, women and children and people of color. But maybe this documentary will do something.
Hopefully.
I don't think it will.
Really?
To be honest.
I mean,
it was more for entertainment?
I think, yeah. There's so much hype around it right now. The media output right now is so, like, vast that it's going to go down in, like, a week. And nothing's going to be done.
Unless Dan Schneider gets convicted.
Something does someone.
That's what happened with the R. Kelly thing. Like, there was a huge documentary on it, and now he's in prison. So.
Let's just hope, I guess, because...
But just taking down one big name, like, that doesn't fix anything. Like, you can take around the big bad guy, but the system's still the system. You know, there's still that energy afterwards.
And it's even, like, it's not just children. I mean, like, Harvey Weinstein got away with all that stuff, and those were, I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow, I remember hearing, I think when she was dating Brad Pitt, I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow, like, she was young, but we're talking, like, 20s young, and he got away with that, and every other, you know, female in her wake, and it's like, you know, is anyone really safe then?
I don't know.
It's, like, the sad thing to think about is, like, it starts with children, but it can go up until you're an adult, and you're, you know, at this point, it almost feels like we're so much more accepting to listen to victims, but it's also, if you are accusing someone everyone else loves, no one's really going to take you seriously.
I don't know. I feel like people love Drake, but then when he had those allegations, people were taking him very seriously. Like, I loved Drake before, you know, and when I found out those allegations he had, it was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? So I feel like it is hard to be that first person to say something, but I feel like a lot of people have been coming forward. So I think, like, well, the Me Too era. So I think that that helps. But all we're doing is taking down one bad guy. Like, it's a system. Like, it's systematic. Like, how deep does it go?
You can't just take one person away and, like...
Because you take one down, well, guess what? Three more are over there.
Yeah, there's still people there. They're just not getting caught. Like, so if you make systems that make sure that that doesn't happen, it sucks because it's going to have to revamp everything, but it's way better than, like, the alternative, which is this. So, I don't know.
I do hope, you know, he kind of can find closure in this. Because he has a kid, doesn't he?
Drake?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I think he does.
I think he has a son.
He did a music video on it. Did you guys watch that?
No.
I haven't, but I saw that his bedroom in the music video was set up almost identically to his bedroom on the show.
On the Drake show.
You know, again, whatever happened with his situation and that girl and the messages and all of that, not inexcusable. I don't know. Just personally, because I didn't, like, look too far into it. What she said, what he said, what's true, what's not true. I do just hope this kind of allows him to have his own closure for his own trauma.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, there's not saying, like, what he did was right. But I also think as this happened to him as a child, he still deserves that, like, peace.
Oh, yeah. For his situation. I think, too, that this is, like, a good example on how, like, when someone has, like, have been molested, there's, like, a, it's, like, a repeat cycle. So this happens to them, so they do it to other people. Which I'm not saying Drake actually did that to her, but there's, like, that, there's a chance of, like, you know, since this happened to me, I'm more likely to do it to someone else or, like, take advantage of someone else in those aspects. And that's not taking away from what happened to him as well, but there's just still that... That's something that should also be acknowledged. Yeah.
Well, I think, like, obviously, we don't know if anything happened to Leo, but, like, that video I was talking about where he was all over Brian Peck, you then look at his dating history. He dates those younger, they're adults, but they're quite younger than him. So you almost wonder, does that come from the attention that this older man may have given him if something did happen there, is something I saw. I do think that should be acknowledged, that, like, you're right. Like, again... Do you know with the Drake Bell stuff, did that go, was that just on, like, text messages with the girl?
Yeah, so basically, from what she said, it was text messages, and it's been a while since I've watched it, but I kind of watched, I don't know if it was, like, a, he pleaded guilty of, like, obscene, like, acts or with a minor or something like that. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was basically, basically so he could stay out of jail.
Yeah.
But he was texting her, and I guess he didn't know her age at the time. But then the text messages weren't good, even when I believe he found out her age.
Okay.
So they were like, but I don't, he's never been accused of, like,
physical contact.
Yeah, physical contact.
Which doesn't make the situation better or worse. It's just a bit more perspective-wise of, like, what actually went down.
And then I think one of his girlfriends have said that he's, like, weird around young women, too. So it's just, like, one of, like, but we have to, like, also just, we can take that and then take this as something different.
Almost two separate situations.
Yeah.
And there can be, you know, cause and effect.
Yeah, so combine them together, yeah, and that would be the cause and effect.
But
yeah.
I still think, like, people were like, well, he doesn't deserve any sympathy, or, like, why do we care? It's like, well, he was a child.
He was a child
when this happened. And also, I think it is admirable that he had finally the ability to come out and speak about it.
Yeah.
I do think, you know, obviously hold him accountable for whatever was true or whatever did happen, but yeah, you have to see he's a human. And he went through something traumatic at such a young age that I didn't realize that happened to him. And then he had the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing to think about. It's, he did all that and then somehow tackled fame on top of it.
And I think it also, like, teaches us, like, just the whole aspect of, like, child grooming and, like, how that, like, affects someone and how that makes them interact with children afterwards. And, like, lots of different things. So it's if you look at the totality of his whole life, it's important to, like, see those aspects and respect it.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are, like, mature today,
wow,
guys.
What an actually serious podcast.
I did just remember he was in the Fairly Odd Parents movies, and those ones were good.
Oh, I had never seen them, but I thought they wouldn't be good.
I mean, they were, like, good for what they were.
Yeah,
like, I enjoyed them. Yeah. Also, he was just such a cute little kid.
I had the hugest crush, like, on him growing up.
Looking,
I was,
back,
like,
at
I'm
it,
I'm gonna marry
Drake Bell. Yeah,
yeah, I
and
was obsessed.
That was another thing. It's like him and Amanda Bynes had such a good repertoire, like comedy wise, for their age.
Yeah.
So, like, I almost hope that they can reconnect if it was a good friendship, like, on their own in private.
Yeah.
Because I think that's something he could really use and she could really use. Because I saw some, like, behind the scenes footage, and they were like, just the way they interacted was very almost, like, sibling-like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had it out, like, for each other. They were there for each other. So I almost hope, like, if anything, maybe that's something that could happen for the two of them.
Yeah. And then I just want to, like, leave it at, like, all these child actors and stuff, they've given us so much fun and, like, you know, laughter through our childhood years that it was just, like, sad that that's, their childhood wasn't as lovely. But, you know, they don't owe us really anything, you know. I hope that they find peace in whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
So that's all I got.
Well put. Right?
I think we're good.
Thank you for anyone who's listening. This was our serious podcast of the semester. My goodness. Have a good day.
Get ready for next week, though.
No. No.
Get ready for next week. Okay.
Okay.
Stop or enter.
Yeah, that's the right button.
Stop. That